Yeah, okay. I don't know how much time you got. It's not like maybe you were just clearing off there. Of course, I just got on and heard you talking about Polish stuff. And so I don't speak the language, though I wouldn't mind learning it at some point because I play Polish music, ethnic music, polka music. I play concertina, button box and stuff, so... and drums, electric bass, a little bit of everything. Really not a master of everything, but the whole point is enjoyment and entertainment, and or self-entertainment, too. And then, of course, if everyone else likes it to go along with that, then more power to everyone else. I'm located in Stuart, Minnesota. Maybe you got the accent there, eh? No, that's Canada. Oh, yeah, sure, you betcha. There you go. And I rarely say that. And then, of course, you get the other little things here and there. Oofta. I guess it'd be more Minnesota stuff. But how I'm coming in is through a friend of mine sent me a HOIP telephone, and so I'm starting to monitor this network, which is, to my knowledge, Kilo 8 Foxtrot Bravo India, with a whole bunch of 440 repeaters hooked up together. And so I've been kind of monitoring here on and off, and not as much activity out there, but I guess if there's nets and stuff going on, then obviously then that will congregate a lot of people together. And so Captain Don, well known out there, and doing quite a bit of stuff. So you may have talked to him before. And Stuart, Minnesota. If you're wondering where that is, it's if you look on a big map, Hutchinson in the Midwest of Minnesota, in the lower half of Minnesota, anyways. West of Minneapolis and St. Paul there by about a good hour's drive or so. And so we're having some fun doing this kind of digital communications a little bit. And so basically hands over IP to directly in versus trying to come in through a star 3 and a node number to bring it up, and a star 1 and the node number to bring it down. Here I can just dial in 15070, and I'm right there. So I kind of like the ease of doing it that way. Back to you there, Pete.
Very cool, Thomas. Very cool. Yeah, I use Echolink. I've used it for over 20 years, and right now I'm on my cell phone walking around the block. I have it on my main computer in the house, and it's been unbelievably fabulous. I'm from the Hartford area. My wife is Polish, so we're into polka music, but there's no polka music or polka. Polish food down here. Matter of fact, my wife's in Connecticut now visiting her 99-year-old mom who lives alone, which is bizarro, but can't get her to move. And so when my wife will comes back tomorrow, she will bring provisions, which means kielbasa and she'll bring kielbasa, some Polish breads, pierogies, and maybe some Polish cookies. I mean, it's all terrific. We're kind of Polish-German food starved down here. It is what it is. Anyways, getting back to Echolink, I stereotypically talk on some repeaters in Hartford, in the Hartford area, and I talked to a repeater in Italy, which is where my family's from, and there's a terrific repeater in Detroit that's located on top of the GM building, which I understand is the tallest building in the state. And then I talk on this repeater called East Coast Reflector, which is connected to a gazillion repeaters. I mean, all on Echolink, Thomas, and all for the right price. So, like, there's times when I'm in Connecticut, for instance, I'll take my cell phone, I'll connect to a repeater, and I'm mobile. So, I mean, it's been very good.